الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد وبعد. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تعمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلي: يا علي، لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, after we praise Allah Ta'ala and we send salutations and peace and blessings upon Sayyidul Kaunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, statistics of November 2023, the world statistics of November 2023 mentions that humanity has reached the bar of 8 billion people. And the Muslim statistics on that mentions that the Muslims have reached 1.9 billion people. My respected elders and brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a pain, what a worry, what an amana, as Khatam al-Anbiya, the seal of Anbiya alayhimu salam, was placed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that in today's time, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah, today, how 8 billion people can be saved from Jahannam and entered into Jannah. My dear brothers, the Ijtima that just started at this very same moment down the road, the objective of this Ijtima is this exact same thing. How every Muslim can realize that my complete success, وَمَنْ يُتَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Allah's complete obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فَقَدَ فَازَ, success lies in this. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O people of Iman, enter completely into Deen. So the objective of the Ijtima is to bring this realization that me, myself, every Ummati, my complete success lies in Deen. And what is this Deen, my dear brothers? The foundation of Deen is called Iman. That is the foundation, the Asas. And build on this Deen is called the A'mal. Throughout the Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Iman, and Allah speaks about A'mal, which makes up this entire deen. So respected elders and brothers, how every individual can make an effort to bring this in his life, and at the same time, because of the ayah which I've quoted, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, the Mufassirun mention, what makes the khayriya of this ummah? What makes this ummah the best, they say? Iman is a common factor with every believer in the previous ummah as well. They say the khayriya, and what makes this ummah the best, is because of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil Munkar that Allah mentions in this ayah. So my dear brothers, the objective of the Ijtima is 1.9 billion Muslims must realize I need to get complete deen into my life. And that mission that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, how did the rest of 6.1 billion, my dear brothers, we are mentioning figures. What an aman, what a worry Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have. فَإِنَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Asaf. Nabi had a worry. He had a worry, my dear brothers. Our neighbors, people in the street, people that we work with, do we have the same worry? Do we have the same concern? So one is success, and one is this responsibility. But on this path, my dear brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that there's going to be tests and trials. Nabi gave us a blueprint exactly what to do to acquire this deen and to spread this deen. What is enemy on the way? Inna shaytana lakum adu, fattakhidhu aduwa. Shaytan is your enemy. Take him as your enemy. the great Mujaddid of the Qarn al-Khamis, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. Imam Ghazali, we know he was a Mujaddid. He was ittifaq and everyone accepted him in the Qarn al-Khamis. He's the Mujaddid. He wrote in English, they say, the magnum opus. His masterpiece, Ihya Ulumuddin. After that, just before Imam Ghazali passed away, he made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, give me a very easy tartib. Ma islah can be done, and the whole ummah. Fa'alhamani tartiban ajiba. He says, Allah opened up an ajib tartib of my islah, and how the whole ummah can benefit. In that kitab, my dear brothers, he comes to the shaitan. On our sirat, la'aqudanna lahum siratak al-mustaqim. Shaitan said, I will sit, oh Allah, I will sit on the path, this straight path, sirat, your straight path, I will sit in order to deviate us. In this kitab, Minhajul Abidin, Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentions, my dear brothers, he even says the waswas. How shaitan, how to decipher and to check, is this an evil thought or is it a good thought? And even the origin of the thought, he mentions, for example, many a times we find an evil thought comes to the mind. Then what do we say? Astaghfirullah, how can I look at that? How can I listen to that? How can I do that thing? Then we start making, because you don't want to do it. Your nafs may be inclined to do it. Then you start making istighfar. You start making dhikr, khannas. Because if you make dhikr, shaitan will retract. Shaitan will retract. You make dhikr, you read Quran, but the thought is still there. And then many a times we commit that sin and you think, what went wrong? I then made dhikr, I read Quran, shaitan is supposed to be gone. Why did I do that? Imam Ghazali rahimullah says, if that thought that came to the mind was mutaraddidan, if it was intermittent, coming and going, it was from shaitan. Because when you made dhikr, shaitan retracts. And there's no waswas. But he's like a wolf, he says, and he comes from this side and he makes waswas again. But then he said, if that thought is musammiman, if it is persistent, if it stays there, that thought is not from shaitan, that thought is from your nafs. Because shaitan is blown away by your dhikr. Nafs is where that evil thought comes from. But the important thing in this kitab about shaitan, my dear brothers, that Imam Ghazali mentions, listen to this. He says, for on our sirat al-mustaqim, my and your path towards Allah, to attain Jannah and be saved from Jahannam, our success is in deen. He says, makaidu shaitan, the traps of shaitan for every ta'ah. He says, every good deed, shaitan have got 7 traps. Do we know that, my dear brothers? And many a times we fall for these traps of shaitan. He says, when a Muslim wants to obey Allah, any ta'ah obedience, the first trap of shaitan, yanhahu anhu, minha. He wants to stop him, don't do it. Quran speaks about it, how shaitan wants to deviate. These 7 traps are mentioned in Quran and Hadith. So the first trap is, don't do the deed. We have to fight shaitan. I'm muhtaj. I need this amal salihat. It's my zad. It's my provision for the akhirah. If shaitan fails and we do the good deed, then he comes with the second trap. And what is that? Tasweef, procrastination. Don't do it now, go do it later. Don't do it later, do it tomorrow. We have to tell shaitan, no, tomorrow it got its own set of amal, I will just do it. If shaitan fails there, then he comes from a third angle. And what is that? Now you're going to do the deed. Al-anatu min Allah wal-ajla min ash-shaytan. Hastily, you're going to do the deed, but I need to do this. I need to go there. He let you do that deed hastily. And if a deed is done without itminan and contentment and sukoon, what happens? You rush through it. The ruh of that amal is gone. If shaitan fails, my dear brothers, then you are doing the deed on its time, properly, with sukoon. He comes with a fourth trap. And what is that trap of shaitan? Mura'atan linnas. You must show the people who you are. What pious deeds you can do. We have to fight him and say, Ru'yatullah, only I worry about Allah looking at me, whether people are looking at me or not. If we fail there to do the deed with riya to show, he come with the fifth trap. And what is that? Ujb. Me, I'm so pious. I've defeated shaitan till now. It is me and my piety. We have to fight him, make rad, rebuttal. And we have to tell him, no, man al-minna min Allah. It's only Allah's tawfiq and ability that I've done this deed. Then Imam Ghazali said, shaitan, I've got a sixth trap. A sixth trap. And he says, many deeds we've done sirran, in secret. So what is the trap of shaitan? Many a times we help people. We make khidmah of people secretly. They don't even know about it. Then you tell yourself, you know, you spend so much money. You've done so much mujahada at night. Inshallah, Allah will let people know about it. People will come to know of that good deed. We have to tell shaitan, even my secret deeds that between me and Allah, the highest level of ikhlas, even there you want to come? Even there you want to destroy me? If he fails, he come with a last trap. There's no need to do this deed. There's no need. It's just nafal, it is sunnah. You know what? Last week, you made so many people, our whole family became Muslim. Your jannah is made already. You don't need this deed. Oh, what does he tell people that don't really obey Allah? They feel I'm not a practical Muslim. He tells him, you know what? That's a small deed. You're not even making salah. You're not even doing big deeds. What is a small deed going to benefit? We need to tell shaitan, it might be on the day of Qiyamah. Our scales are 50-50 and it is this deed that will take us to Jannah. So my dear brothers, the first on this test towards this deen of Allah, it is shaitan on our road. The bigger than shaitan is our nafs. Is our nafs. Imam Ghazali rahimullah, he says, aslu kulli fitna. Every, the root of every fitna. Wa afa, calamity. Wa khizin. And fadiha. And dhamb. Every sin. Every vice. Min awwalil khalq. From the inception of man. Right till ila yawmil qiyamah. He says, it snuffs our lowly self. It's called our baser self. Just below our navel, in our roof, is our nafs. He says, shaitan, nafs have gotten dakhal. It has a share in every evil in the whole alam. My dear brothers, whatever we find in the whole world, Imam Ghazali, rahimullah, he says, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he wrote a kitab, Ad-Dawa. In there it says, in our nafs, we find deen is two parts. We need to obey Allah and we need to abstain from the disobedience. He said the disobedient part of deen, there's four types of sifat and qualities in us. We, as we're sitting here, see what is in us, my dear brothers. Because this of ubudiyah, of worshipping Allah, our nafs will try that we must follow our desires, follow a life of our lust and desires. So he says, as sifat bahimiyah, we find that animalistic quality, sexual desires in the disobedience of Allah. When a person makes zina, he cannot control the eyes, even homosexuality. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, all these qualities are not innate. It's not inborn, it is acquired. And then secondly he says, as sifat sabu'iyah, where we become like a predator. We harm people. And that stems from anger. Because of anger, my dear brothers, hatred. That quality is like a predator. A predator harms. It doesn't care. So we become like that. Isn't it in the whole world? In our homes we find it. On an international scale, there's so much oppression that is taking place. Thirdly, as-sifat, as-shaytaniyah. We become like shaitan. Khida, makar. My dear brothers, we con other people. Conmen. We masters at conmen. We deceive other people like shaitan. And lastly, asifat, rububiyah. We want to steal from Allah. Allah is Rabb. Kibriya lillah. These divine qualities are only for Allah. Every evil and disobedience in the whole alam, my dear brothers, is because of the disobedience in our nafs. What is the ilaj? What is the cure for this? It is very simple. What I've said in the beginning, in the Ijtima, no fancy bayans we're going to hear. Iman, connect with Allah. This, get ghayrullah out of you. We haven't realized the power of Allah. Once Maulana Said Khan Sahib, one of our great ulama, to mention to us, because of this weak iman, my dear brothers, what happens? Because of weak iman, the whole world is in disarray. He gave an example. And he says, the solution is here in the qalb. It is in this iman. He said, once there was a king. This king had a son. Every day, 10 o'clock, the king comes from his palace. He stands on the balcony and he greets his people. And then the day, the kingdom carries on. So one day, 10 o'clock on appointed time daily, the king didn't come out. And he was worried. Everyone is worried. They told the son, go see where's your father, the king. No, it's locked. When he told the men, open the door, break it down, they found the king had been murdered. He had been strangled. Immediately they crowned the prince. There was only one royalty as the new king. And then, my dear brothers, the day went, the night went. The next morning, 10 o'clock, no new king came out. Everyone worried. They break down the door. They found the prince, the new king has been strangled as well. Then what happened? Now, my dear brothers, they look at the ministers. There's no more royalties. They said, the prime minister, you must become our new king. And the third day went, and the morning went, they found he has been killed as well. Then they made tashkil. You know, in Ijtima, they can make tashkil. Who's ready to become king? None of the ministers were ready. They made the elan announcement in the land. Who wants to become king? There was an ordinary villager, but very intelligent. He said, I'm ready. He became king. The day went, the night went, the next morning, the whole country keeping its breath. What is going to happen? 10 o'clock, this new villager as the king walked out of the room. He told them, let me tell you my story. What happened to me last night? As the crack, I was in my bed very worried. When the clock struck 12 o'clock, a jinn came through the window, a jinn. The jinn told me, get on my back. I got on his back. And he flew through the sky, over the mountains, in a cave. There was a pool of water. In that pool of water, there was a monstrous creature. And the jinn told me, Hada Mahbubi. So he is intelligent, he thought. And he said, Either Hada Mahbubu Fahir Mahbubi Aidan. If this is your beloved, O Mr. Jinn, it is my beloved. The jinn said, Oh, I just wanted to test you. The king said, Such an ugly thing, I strangled him. The son said the same thing, the prime minister the same thing. But you, for the rest of your life, you can be king. Maulana Said Khan Sahib Rahimullah said, This is the condition of our qalb. When our ghayrullah is here, when the darkness is here, my dear brothers, every evil in this world, it will be beautified. What is the ilaj to get Allah in the heart? The Jews, listen to this one ayah of the Quran. The ayat was revealed, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You've been only been given very little knowledge. The Jews came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this pertaining to you people or all of us, all of humanity? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's all of us. All of us in comparison to Allah have been given very little knowledge. The Jews said, no, it's pertaining to you. We have been given a lot of ilm. My dear brothers, it's sunnah to read Surah Kahf. Allah revealed the ayah, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. To make them understand who Allah is, how much ilm Allah have got, how great Allah have got, Allah revealed this ayah on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You tell them, if the oceans are turned into ink, and in Surah Luqman, وَمِن شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ, all the trees are turned into pens, and you start writing Kalimatullah, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحَرِ. You know, there was one scientist. This scientist wanted to calculate how many liters of water on planet Earth. We know in school we've learned geography, 71% of Earth is water. So his calculations, how he worked it out, Allah knows best. You know, 6 zeros is a million, 9 zeros a billion, 12 zeros a trillion. Double that. He says, you know, the English language goes as far as 6 zillion, which is 21 zeros. 21 zeros. So his calculation, 23 zeros. He says 100 sextillion liters of water in planet Earth. But Allah in this ayah is telling us, can you imagine how much ink? What is Allah's greatness? This Allah we've forgotten, my dear brothers. The object of the ishtima is to introduce this Allah to everyone, to humanity. We have lost this Allah. We have forgotten this Allah. One hadith Qudsi, لَوْ كَانَ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. If from the first of you to the last of you stand in one plane, فَسَأَلُونِي, Allah says, you ask me. فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ. Every human, today we've said, there are 8 billion people. If 8 billion people and so many more jinnat stand and they ask Allah, my dear brothers, what issues do we have in life? What problems do we have? Allah is telling it will not diminish anything of my kingdom. It will ma naqasa mimma indi illa kama yankusul mikhyat idha udkhil al bahar. This very ocean of 100 sextillion liters, you put a needle, Allah is saying the droplet, not even a droplet is equivalent to Allah fulfilling every one of human beings and jinn's needs. That is Allah. So this is iman, my dear brothers. The object of the ishtima is to remind us this is who our Allah is. This is how powerful our Allah is. Just now I spoke about nafs. You know, Imam Ghazali says in Shahwa, the first asifat bahimiya, Nabi Lut alayhi salam came to his people. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. They've acquired, shaitan came, the Quran says, no one in the alam acquired a desire like this. It is acquired, it's not innate, it's not inborn. Allah sends Nabi Lut alayhi salam, they need to bring iman. Qulu la ilaha illallah. They need to say, they need to attest. Take that ghair out, my dear brothers. That Allah that created us, that Allah that is so powerful. Listen to this, my dear brothers. That Allah that says, I've just mentioned now, Allah's treasures are so vast. If the whole of humanity have got problems and issues, ask me. A'taytu kulla wahid. I will give everyone. So this is the reality of iman. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote a kitab on this. Adda wa dawa. Ma anzala la da illa anzala lahu shifa. Alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu man jahilahu. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, Allah says in a hadith that I've not sent down the disease, but I sent down the cure. And he says it's not only physical, it is spiritual as well. And he wrote a whole kitab on this. When Nabi Lut alayhi salam told the people, just connect to Allah. That which you are experiencing, you doubt it is in your nafs. Shaitan introduced it to you. You just say, La ilaha. You disconnect from makhluk. The moment through iman you connect to Allah, Allah will burn that desire away. Your ta'alluq will be with Allah. What an ilaj. Does humanity know this today? Do they know the power of this Allah, my dear brothers? Do they know the power of this iman? That is one illness that I've mentioned. What other issues are there in the whole dunya? So, my dear brothers, for this reason, we have to encourage the brothers, mashallah, over these 3 days, try to attend the ijtima. Sit in maximum of the programs so that we can realize our responsibility. We not only ourselves need to be connected to Allah, the solution is in deen, and that the whole ummah reads this. Just 2 weeks ago in our masjid, one of our satis, made effort on a youngster. The youngster, his mother kicked him out, he's disobedient. Disobedient to Allah, she kicked him out. He made his tashkil. This is now last Thursday. come tomorrow to the Marcus, I'm going to pick you up and you can go for 3 days with us. The youngster said, I'm ready, I want to go, I want to change my life. The Friday went looking for him. He's looking and looking, he couldn't find him. This Sunday that passed, we heard there's a janaza in the road, and it was a very youngster. That person says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ah, he cried out to Sai, that youngster, if only I made more effort on him. If only I made more effort in him, see that he was shot. See that he was killed. I made his tashkil. My dear brothers, a month ago, less than a month, there was an Arab Jamaat. They came to Johannesburg, Cape Town, and then they came to Durban as well. There's a senior worker in that Jamaat. He gave this karkuzari, we will end off with that. He said there was a very bad person, an evil person doing wrong. Everyone was scared of him. The Mashura decided who's going to meet him. Everyone was too scared. He said, I'm going to meet him. Every day he passed him, and he just said, this is in Makkah, just outside Makkah where this Jamaat stays. He just greet him, Assalamu alaikum, and he drives on. Every day he stops, Assalamu alaikum. He doesn't greet back. This person, this gangster, and he walks on, and he drives on. This one day his car stuck. He had to walk. He walked past this person, but he didn't greet him. My dear brothers, this person stood up and said, why are you not greeting me today? He said, I'm not only going to greet you, I'm going to take your hand and hug you also. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if your two hands shake, Allah will forgive all your sins. He kept his hand, he didn't want him to lose it. He didn't want him to leave it. This gangster didn't want that man to leave his hand. The next day he was in front of this person's door. And he was drunk. And then he invited him in, he said, I can't come in to your house. I'm in a drunken state. He said, don't worry, you just come in. This person became so affected. He said, he told his mother, he went home, this gangster, I'm going to the masjid the next day. The next day he went for Fajr, my dear brothers, in sajda he passed away. What a life he led, he didn't make one sajda. This man made just fikr on greeting him because of fikr in the heart, he passed away in sajda. How many thousands of people are not like that throughout the world? So the ijtima that is coming, my dear brothers, let us make a niyat, inshallah, the full 3 days, we will attend the ijtima, and we will make niyat to strive in the path of Allah. Get this ta'alluq with Allah, and make whole humanity do the same. May Allah give us all tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.